the country is still in a very volatile situation. On the military side, there is the rebels, or if I say the insurgencies, are still continuing attacks, killing people, putting the central region in a very, very big insecurity. The political situation has not been stabilized. As you know, there was a coup in the coup, and now the military have taken power. The opposition to the military coup is now really very weak. The new prime minister is struggling to really put in place a strategy aiming at really making the transition a reality. And lastly, the economic situation is going from bad to worse. Trade unions even trying now to organize strikes and other things.
ECOWAS has given the interim government until February 27, 2022 to hold elections. Do you think the government in Bamako will meet this deadline?
As I said earlier, nobody in Mali within the political class, even within the army and within the government, believe that in 2022, the military will hand over the power to a civilian government. The first 6 months of the transition was a loss of time because the then prime minister and then president didn't do much to really start implementing a number of programs that was supposed to really help to make a transition a reality. And as you know, in the security side, the French has decided to pull out from Mali around February next year. And this put a lot of pressure on the army, but also on the interim government. So we don't think that something will happen. And ECOWAS is planning to come, I think, next week to see how the interim government is performing. We will wait until the end of that visit to see if ECOWAS itself also believe that the handover of power will be organized next February. The situation is still tense on that side.
There are some Malians who think that the interim government should be given some time to implement the transitional timetable.
Well, I believe that this government will not be able to implement its strategy in the next 12 months because, as I said earlier, they lost a lot of time in trying to at least to fix a number of problems in the country. Now, the experience of the past also taught us that in Mali, you always end up adding more months to the time of the transition. Now, the situation is so bad at the moment on the security side, on the economic side, that we believe that even a year will not be enough to really sort out the problem of Mali. You know, we are in August, nothing has been put in place, at least to set up a committee that will draft a new constitution. And a new constitution is desperately needed.